Yeah, good luck with that. Because I have tools for my home. It's not the same. It's absolutely not the same when you have two of them at home. Especially considering the age gap. Dude, seriously?
True.
Yeah, being a mom right now is crazy. Oh, what up, guys?
I'm sure. Yo, what up, y'all? Another episode of The Menu. It's Mika, Brother B. I'm sure Big Red will be joining us in a little bit.
Nicole,
however, probably, yeah, well, you know how she is. No comment. Bad applesauce.
There you
anyway.
Go. Don't act up. Don't act up.
But before, before we get started, hope everything is all well with you guys out there listening or will be listening and stuff like that. Before we came on, me and Mika were having a slight discussion about, hold on.
Hello.
Hello, ma'am.
Hello,
Big Red of the Ghetto here.
Hello, ma'am.
Big Red in the house.
That's right, Big Red of the Ghetto. What's up?
What up? What
How
up?
Are you
got
ma'am?
Big Red in.
What's going on, guys?
So clearly, you're actually calling from the house phone. There's no feedback.
No feedback? Oh, beautiful.
Look,
beautiful.
Now you just try to play me. Listen, I have a new phone now, so next time around, I'm going to be using my phone. I probably won't get the feedback, so listen.
Okay. I ain't mad at you.
Now, yo, like I was about to say before, we was about to come on, me and Mika was having a brief conversation. Listen, we know as parents, it's just, or people, or humans in general, you just get tired of the BS. You know, I mean, we love our kids. Kids, but at the same time, we know they can be pain in the asses. We know people that we work with can be pain in the asses. People on buses, trains, humans, some humans can just be a problem in general. Listen, I don't care how guilty it may sound, but you got to take time for you. You got to take some time out. You got to take a moment. You got to take a day, at least 24 hours to just say, yo, F it. Leave me alone.
True.
You have to, because in order for you to keep mentally dealing with the day-to-day and, you know, jumping the hurdles of life, sometimes you just got to take a little side, you know, take a little minute, stop on the side of the road, get a little breather, and get back in the race. So as I was telling Mika, even though, you know, she says she's coping. Like, you have to do more than cope. And when we do more than cope, you know, I mean, I've lived in a bottle before, but we can't, you know, as I get older, that's not good for your gizzard. And, you know, I'm just saying, you know, you good peoples, and you deserve to sometimes just take a step back. And just do you for a minute. Like I told
you, don't get it twisted. Don't get it twisted. Oh, I takes me time. Oh, listen. Oh, at least once a month, I get a massage. Twice a month, I get a mani and a pedi.
Okay.
Oh no, I takes care of me. Oh no. Oh, don't get it twisted. No.
No, I was talking about disappearing. Like, you know, listen. That's why I said
wait. I'm not done.
Oh, excuse me. Sorry.
Me and Bad Apple Phyllis, we got our supernatural convention planned. Be good.
Okay.
Hey.
I can't.
Okay. We know what to do.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Okay, I ain't got nothing. Listen. And with that being said, the guest caller number is 347-324-3395. That's 347-324-3395. And rock with the menu. Mika, Big Red, Brother B. So tonight's topic is hiding behind the net.
Oh, boy.
Good.
Internet thugs.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
I scared them.
You little cap
locks. They're going to bust cap locks on me. I'm terrified right now.
Oh, yeah, cap locks. They're going to bust the cap locks.
That's what they're going to do, and I'm done right there. Like, seriously? Dude, you're on the internet. You're on the internet. Do you not realize how weak you are to threaten me via the internet? Seriously?
And
listen, I had to do it once. I had to do it like a couple of weeks ago because I had posted something about Beyonce and the KKK thing. And it was some comparison that people were putting up on Facebook. But then a friend of mine chimed in and said one thing, and then some dude, an ex-coworker, chimed in and said something else and called him a racist. And I wasn't feeling that because he's mm-hmm. not a racist. He's an Italian guy. He's not a racist. And
what,
I fired
Bay
back
Ridge?
At him. No, he's from Long Island. But the thing is, the cat that fired back and said what he said, I really wasn't, you know what I'm saying? He had the nerve to turn around and come back again and say, oh, if you trying to say that there's no difference between the KKK and the Pen, I have no respect for you anymore. I'm like, you have no respect for me, so I had to fire back. I'm like, dude, you don't even know me to have respect for me. Like,
right,
maybe you need to go back, maybe you need to go back where the hell you came from and go talk that talk over there.
Right.
Like I said, you don't sit there and call somebody a racist. Listen, that's the problem. People want to talk first and understand second.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a serious problem with that. Unless you understand what you're talking about, don't open your mouth. Like, shut up.
Yep.
Someone
who says they understand
it
all, no matter what.
Exactly.
Just
shut your pothole. Because a lot of people, they always just want to talk, but they don't know what's going on. They don't. They're not trying to know what's going on. They just want to open their mouth. But in this case, they just want to get. They want to move their fingers. Listen, I could tell you a few things you can do with those fingers. Besides,
yeah, and
none
of them are actually nice, by the way. I just want to reiterate that.
Yeah, depending on who you're with. But if you buy yourself,
yeah, well,
you
messing around with y'all, it's never gonna be nice.
You don't try and get gangster on Facebook or on the internet, like,
man.
You know,
that's what it's about. You know, I'm gonna tell you like this, and I'm kind of dating myself. I remember, like on the like those chat lines. Remember the chat lines back in the days?
Oh, absolutely.
You know,
yeah.
It'd be 1,000 people on the damn phone, and everybody going at it. And I used to hear like the thug guy talking, "Yo, I do this to you and this that." And yeah, son, meet me in. And nah, you know, just all the. But you know, now it's like you know, that was more comical because this was like I said, it was on the phone. You know, after you hung up with that person, unless that person knew that person, they ended up encountering each other somehow, then that's different.
Yeah.
I've never heard any fatalities off of that. But
and
now it's
wouldn't.
Just like it's different now, and it's like everybody wants to have an opinion about something, even if it's not your fight or even if it's something else. Or, you know, like I see a lot of people catching, like somebody may post something, and you catching feelings off of somebody posting what they're saying, and then you go, it's like... If it don't apply with you, let it fly. If it don't apply, let it fly.
Yeah, well, most people can't do that because no matter what, they will always catch feelings. There are some people that just they're so fucked up that they are actually that sensitive. And it's more.
Yeah, but
obvious
I think it's
you.
But know what I think it is? It's not. I think it's the. I think it's this generation now. Like this. Social media has made people in their feelings. Because like I said, over the phone, I don't know, just something about being over the phone was just a different thing. Now it's like social media has made people in their feelings. Like people that you probably didn't realize that had that was like that, now you're seeing all they have to do is see something on Facebook or a post or something like that, and they get all in their feelings about it, and it's like, why? Like, what the hell is wrong with you?
Not red.
I don't
been
think
chumps.
It's with that. I don't think
they've been
chumps.
They've been Twinkie, though. They've been Twinkie.
It's just now that they have somewhere to hide,
mm-hmm.
but
exactly.
still can be part of the conversation. You understand what I'm saying? They can talk all the bullshit that they want, but at the end of the day, you know, you don't really know who they are.
True.
So it's kind of like anonymity for them, but to fucking go out there and just act the fuck up.
True. That's true.
And
you
see,
know,
I
that's
think,
what it is at
I,
the end of the day.
I think they make these movies in their head, and since they can't get to act it out, they go on the internet and then they're in character.
Mm-hmm.
So they come on and they talk all this junk. Just like I love, you know who I love? I love the internet race.
Oh God.
I love the cats that come on. Your manners, and you need to go back to your countries. And
yeah,
you
exactly.
Banana,
but I bet you they wouldn't. I bet you they wouldn't say that to nobody's face.
Oh, listen, I'm telling
Absolutely
you right now.
Not.
The same people who are saying that on the internet are the same people that are sitting there probably saying, "Hi, how may I take your order?" Or the same person that's sitting there saying, "Oh, like." Oh, you know, at work talking about, I have black friends and stuff like that. It's the same damn people.
Exactly.
It's the same,
right?
The same dudes that sitting there say, oh, yeah, me and Rommel are cool. Yeah, we went and played ball the other day.
Me and Rommel.
Like, you know, we had barbecue, you know.
Be the first one. Yep, be the first ones on Facebook. All these niggas, this and niggas, that.
Yeah, you darkies.
Yeah,
you
jigaboos, go back to where you came
from. You stupid. Oh, my God. You're an idiot. You're a complete idiot.
You jigaboos. You know what's so funny? Like, even, like, right now, like, this show, the Catfish show, I mean, it's somewhat like that. This Catfish show, I don't usually watch the show, but sometimes I just sit here and watch this, and I'm like, you know what? How can people – it's basically the same thing because these people are hiding behind – You're
okay.
Right. They're behind the computer of who they are, and it's like you're gonna get outed sometime or another. You're gonna
exactly
get outed one day. It's like, how long do you think you're gonna be able to hide behind here and do this to people and play with people's emotions and talk? Oh, you talking all this stuff, talking about I love you and all this other stuff. People don't realize that love is a powerful, powerful, powerful word.
Well, it's beyond the word. It's actually an aphrodisiac for the soul. It's ridiculous,
right,
the power that it has.
And if you have
somebody
that believe
that's
in online,
the meaning, to those that believe in the meaning,
right?
Exactly. And
if you have
thing.
Somebody that's online and you're talking to this person and you showing this person all these pictures, you know, it's like I'm looking at these people like you're looking at somebody that you that like you want this to be perfect. And then they get disappointed when they find out that this person's a female or the dude looks like this or the person looks like that. It's just like, it's sad.
Okay, but wait a minute. Why would you, now this has to be all for entertainment, but why would you put your emphasis on, like, somebody that you've met on the internet? Like, you gotta kind of be 60-40 with it, or 70-30. You gotta, you know what I'm saying? You gotta be skeptical because people, you know what I'm saying? Even when you meet somebody face to face, sometimes they got their rep out. And
but you know
ago,
what? That's
used to be, your rep used to be around for 6 months. Now reps are around for years.
Right.
But again, that's the new culture now, and that's the
right
thing, you know? That's what, at the end of the day, it's the new culture. So what are you going to do?
Right.
What are you really going to do?
It's the thing of these people, I think it's desperation. You know what I'm saying? A lot of these people that, they're looking for love. And it's just like, damn, it's not really that serious that you're looking for love that hard, that you look for somebody and you're making up in your head that you and this person, because of what this person is telling you. And this is why a lot of them get disappointed.
Well, first of all, you got to take it with a grain of salt. Like, I used to, you know, do the whole online dating thing, and I ran into some kooky people. When they start asking certain questions within the first 5 minutes of conversation, you're like, well, wait a minute, you want to know what color socks I'm wearing? Like, what the hell is wrong with you? You know what I'm saying? Like, if you're paying attention, you can kind of pick up the vibe of, like, oh, this person's crazy. But some people are so caught up in, like, oh, I'm looking for love. Well, she found love on the internet. He found love, so I'm going to find it, too. No, idiot. Like, it's not that easy. Once again,
right,
it's like the microwave generation where people just want to go type in, and then all of a sudden, like, what's one of them things? I don't even want to say their names to give them promotion. But you, how do you put a profile up? But you have to put an honest profile up of yourself. And then they match you with someone else. They have certain websites like that. And the whole thing is, if you're not honest with yourself, then don't expect to get somebody, you know, get the match that you're looking for.
Right, yeah. Yep.
But a lot of people, they want to go out there and they want to make, oh, yeah, well, I'm this and I'm that and this is what I want and this is what I'm looking for. And they turn around and they actually get the opposite because they weren't truthful.
Yep.
So it's like, what's the purpose? What's your reasoning behind trying to front? Now, as for our brother on the Absolute Truth, you know, big up Future B, Sean Black, and now the King of Kings. Now, you know, he's a real dude in his own right. Well, I give him that. He doesn't hide, you know, because I know this. And I said, you know, the cow, the king. When I say king, listen, I'm talking about other people. But dudes like him, he's real to who he is, and I appreciate that. Like his persona on his show, who he is on his show is who he is in life.
Absolutely.
And that's beautiful. But once again, you got these crazy asses like, oh, what? I'll burn your house down. And no, I'll take your sandwich. Or, no, I'll run over your kids. Like, what if it, like, are you serious? And it could be a pastor that's typing all this stuff in. And it's like, wow, did you really need to get that off your chest, pastor? Like, yeah, I was just feeling sinful for a minute. Listen, I mean, maybe it's a release for some people. You got to look at it like that. Maybe some people just want to get up there. I want to curse everybody out. I want to say the N-word. I want to say the C-word. I want to call some people.
Yeah, you're right. That's what it is, too. It's also people want to – they use Facebook and you know, all those things as a outing, too. Like, oh, I'm stressed out today. Let me go on Facebook and say this, that, and other. Yeah, no, I don't want to do that all the time. You know, if there's a subject that's being, you know, you have to be kind of like, I mean, you could say what you want, and that's what I think it is, because it's free, like I said, freedom of speech. We have freedom of speech. But sometimes you have to be kind of, you know, kind of cautious of what you say.
Well, what if the rules changed? What if it was a thing where...
Let's be honest. We live in a society where everybody all of a sudden is a woman. Like, seriously? Come on. I have men that are in my office that are bigger bitches than the women that work there. You know what's serious? When the women will fucking change the fucking water tank and the water cooler before a guy will.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know.
You know it's some serious shit, okay?
Yeah. It's lack of home training.
That's what we're dealing with now.
Lack of fathers in the home at that. Or fathers.
But you know what? And that's
it's not even that. It's just men. It's, listen, in all honesty, it's the role that men have taken now.
And
it's
that's going to be next week's episode. That's going to be next week's episode. Because you know what? Not to cut across, Mika, but you have posted something a while ago. And it's about yeah, I know, right? Lord Jamal had made a statement about how single women.
Yeah, that I wanted to stab him in his pinky toe.
We're gonna talk about that because, like I said in my comment, I think he's kind of out of what he's saying. I read the whole thing. What he said may have been misinterpreted, but there is some truth to it. Wait a minute. There is some truth to it, but I'm not sure if he, because you know how writers write. They either write, piss somebody off, or they write exactly what the person said. And 3054, you're on the air with the menu.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm back for one more time on the menu.
No.
What were we just talking about?
Oh, man.
That's why he called in, because we were just talking. We talked up the devil.
Of course.
Fucking around, we talked up Lucifer. I keep telling you guys, you got to be easy.
What's up with that, Rod? How you doing?
I just don't anything yet.
Listen,
I can go watch Mickey Mouse Clubhouse right now with my kids. I just have a question to ask.
What's up?
To Mika and, I'm sorry, Mika, who else is on the line now?
We got Big Red and Brother
Big Red.
Hello, Big Red.
Hello.
Ladies, about the internet, the good and the bad, how can women, or some women, not all, get respect from a man if some woman doing the Kim Kardashian and posting himself naked or half naked on the internet, expect to find a husband or a good man to give them, to treat them right?
Well, the thing is, you can't look at that and say, you know what, she got a husband and two kids, and she's still butt naked.
But wait,
that's how she got that.
True, but she's promoting that message out to the maybe to the younger ladies.
You're right.
Kim could do it. I could do it too.
Yeah, you are absolutely
when they don't find
right.
Well, when they don't find that for someone, who they didn't blame? Kim Kardashian, or should they blame themselves?
They should absolutely blame themselves.
I say blame themselves because my thing is this. If your mama tell you better, then you should know better. Because I know your mama ain't sitting there talking about, oh, yeah, girl, go out there and be naked. Oh, that's right. Yeah, if you do that, you're going to find you somebody respectable. No, she'd be a fool to think that.
But you know what? Another thing is I feel you got a lot of insecure people. And mm-hmm. some of these people may have boyfriends or wives or significant others or whoever. They just want to kind of please their ego or quell the fears of their insecurities. So what do? They put themselves out there, they expose themselves, and they turn around and they want somebody, they're looking for some type of glory. They want somebody to make a statement, oh, you're pretty, oh, you're handsome, oh, you're cut up, oh, you're nice, you're this or that, to feed their ego and kind of, you know, quell those insecure fears that they have about themselves. It's like a tool to make them feel better. Somebody
and
may
Kim Kardashian, I look at her as a joke. And she, knows that she's a joke. I look at her.
She's
just
a joke.
Like, what was that other chick back in the
she's
a
money
years
maker.
Ago?
She's
right.
She's more than a joke. She's a money maker. That's it. And then she's
come on.
She
worth $100 million.
She wants. Yeah.
What's that
just
chick a couple of years
state?
Ago? Anna Nicole Smith. She's another one that was considered like a joke. Like she was like almost like a Kardashian. It's just that, you know, before they came out, but she was considered a joke. Even up until her death, it was like she was a joke.
But you know
but
what?
She was rich. She made her money.
And that's what it was about. Because once they start off that way, they have to continue that way. If you're starting off in the light like that, you got your manager saying, listen, you got to keep milking it for what you can, and you got to keep going down this road. The Kardashians, listen, the mother of the truth, is all about money. Make fools of yourselves. Make yourselves look stupid because guess what? It's bringing in money and it's bringing in fame.
Absolutely.
Like who cares what they say at the end of the day? Guess what? You can hop on a flight and go to France and spend $10,000 and come back and you're good. Like we're making money off of the buffoonery. So why not?
Yep, exactly.
But
they don't care about who's looking at it and who's, you know, they don't care nothing about that. They don't care about that.
No, of course they don't.
They should not care about us, but it's us that's making them famous, making them money.
That's why they give it to the people who watch it.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly why they keep giving the people who want to watch it, the people who's looking to get away to be entertained. They keep giving it to them.
Yep.
And
so,
that's what's
one thing
that
about
right.
The internet. So is the power of the internet more evil or more good now?
I think it's more evil. I think it's more evil.
Oh, yeah.
Now, it used to be, I think, like, I'm going to say, for instance, Facebook. When Facebook first came out, it was just for people to, like, it was basically for the college kids to connect and people to connect with family members that they probably don't see on the regular. Because I know that's what I'm looking at it as. And when I got on Facebook, that's what amazed me about it because I was seeing people that I haven't seen in years, like family members, you know, people that I went to high school with, like almost like my whole high school I'm friends with.
That's
and
what
that's
good
what
for.
I liked it for.
Yes.
But then all of a sudden, when these you just get these other then this other generation just got on there and they just messed it up with all the fight videos and the women showing everything and half naked and fighting and arguing back and forth and it's just like what happened?
You know what I don't understand is with these little pedophile videos with put up there. Like, first of all, how does this stuff even make it to Facebook? Like, don't they have some type of guardians at the gate? So it's like, what, you'll let one thing through, but you won't let this through? Like, you want to shut somebody's account down because they made a comment?
It doesn't matter. Wait. Mm-hmm. But at this point, it doesn't matter, because if those judges in Alabama get their way, that's going to pave the way for every pedophile to get castrated. That's what I'm looking at right now.
Well, I hope it happens.
Want me warm up the milk now?
Yeah, there was an article earlier posted about how there are a couple of judges in Alabama that want to make it legal to castrate pedophiles. Mm-hmm. I'm all about that.
Yeah. Hey, why not?
I say pedophiles and rapists.
Yep.
Why not? Fuck it. Let's get them.
Yeah.
One fair swoop.
Yeah. And you know, it's good for. See, the thing is, it's a plus and a minus, because then there's information, you know, that you can get from the internet, which is good. Things you can look up. I mean, you can just kind of be anywhere in the world when you get on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
But
true, but
it's,
how many
it's
jobs
a downside.
The internet took away from people?
Yeah, a lot.
A lot of people lost jobs because of the internet.
Yep.
You know,
yeah, but see, they lose those jobs because of themselves.
True. But people
because
are,
if
like,
you go on the internet,
now.
Yeah, if you go on the internet and say your coworker, you and your coworker are friends on the internet, or say they know mutual people, and you don't like that person, or that person did something to you, and you go on Facebook, oh yeah, this person, Guess what? Her mutual friends or your friend. You know, somebody's going to know somebody. That's the thing about Facebook. Somebody knows somebody. Somebody's friends with somebody.
That's IG and fucking Kick and everything.
Right, exactly. And they're going to see that. And guess what? It might be even your boss might know that person and say, wait, why are they on here saying, you know?
Well, yeah,
number
but you
one,
know
your
what?
Friend, your boss. Yeah, listen.
Well, first of all, you know what? That's
And the old office manager are all related. I would friend you paid me.
Well, but the thing is, you know what's crazy? But the thing that's crazy is that, like, somebody can look through somebody's friends list. Like, I don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't listen. I mean, I can love you and care about you, but I don't care about your other friends. I just care about me.
Yeah.
I don't care who you know.
That's serious. I have privacy settings. I'm good. That's all it is. It's just your privacy settings.
Well, some people
love
that.
How private is that? Listen, I don't trust none of this. I don't trust any of this stuff anymore. Like, I don't trust none of this stuff because they say it's privacy, but my thing is, it's privacy settings, but somehow, somewhere, somebody know, like a friend or somebody that know a friend of a friend will know you, and they'll be like, oh, you know so-and-so, and it's, how the hell that person know me? How's this person's friend? Like, I had, like, the other day, I put a, like, I think a friend of mine was tagged in somebody else's picture, some person's picture that a family member they know. All I did was put a like to the damn picture. Next thing you know, the person is friend requesting me. Why are you friend requesting? You don't even know me.
Well, you like the picture, though. That's what that matters. I need to know who you are.
Yeah.
Exactly. I need to know who's liking me. I need to know who's liking me.
No, I'm not liking you. I'm liking the picture because the person that I know is in the picture. But it's like, damn.
No. You like me. You don't like me.
You don't like me. Like, I've had people, like, if I'm tagged in other friends of mine pictures, I've had people see, like the picture. But I'm not gonna sit up there and be like, oh, let me find out who this person is. You know, like, no, I don't want to know you like
it
that.
Creates, you know what? It creates a nosiness.
Exactly.
And it also it creates an intrusion. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, some people become very intrusive, you know, and Facebook is not personal. I like,
no.
Personally, it's certain things that you just do not put up on Facebook. Like, that's just me. There's certain things you just do not put up on Facebook. But some
people
just
go
out
for a cry for help. People do look on Facebook for cry for help. So they put all their personal business. Like, you need to know that Brian or Brother B or Mika had all their relationship problems, all their family problems. People love that type of stuff.
Oh, yeah, because they're looking for drama that's better than theirs. Or, you know, they're looking for something to be able to relate to, and then they can compare and go off of that. Like, nah, you can't do that. I mean – It's ridiculous. Like, you can be, you can have a phone, homeless dude with a phone, sitting there talking about, oh, going up on Facebook, oh, you know, I'm in my mansion. Like, you on a box on the corner of 5th and 3rd. What do you mean you in a mansion? Yeah, I'm in my Lamborghini. And you know there's people out there that's going to believe it. Like, you know what? I don't like that. What's that show? What's that show where they pretend that they're like a pedophile? I mean, like they're a kid, and then they try to lure in these pedophiles.
Oh, I remember.
Oh,
yeah,
Catch a Predator?
Yeah.
Yeah,
and Catch a Predator.
Like, that's such entrapment. That is such entrapment. Even though, trust me, I don't give – listen, you did it to yourself, so whatever happens, happens. Yeah. But the whole thing is for you to make a show. That's how you know life is getting a little too extra crazy. For you to make a show, to trap people – To have people, you're pretending you're a little girl or a little boy, and you're going back and forth with all this, and you say, oh, then come meet me here, and then you grab them, lock them up. Like, are you, come on now. Like, really?
I still can't believe that people still fall for that.
Yeah.
Till even today. Like, how stupid can you
That's
be?
What I was just telling him about the Catfish show. I can't believe that in this day. Now, that show been on for a couple of years. For by now, people got to, like, you got to catch on by now. Like, come on.
Yeah.
You can't be this stupid still that you think, oh, this person, he looks like this. No, come on.
Listen, how many times they tell you fast food is no good, yet everybody keeps
eating,
people still eat it, and it's like.
Fries is bomb. I don't care what you people say. Screw that. That's my favorite.
It's like they were saying, White Castle had Jackass meat in it. So,
nah, it was, no, not
it. You have belly bombers anytime you have constipation. What are you doing?
No, it was supposed to be kangaroo meat.
My baby's starting to cry now.
Oh, our regards to the children.
Yes.
And it's nice hearing from you, sir.
Okay, till next time.
I'm so happy to be with you.
Later.
He so deserves this. Oh, my
God.
Okay.
I am so happy he's got a daughter.
You think that's funny, isn't it?
Hell yeah. Payback is a motherfucker.
Punishment.
Payback is a motherfucker.
Oh, gosh. Yay. Here we go. But I.
Oh, no, I'm. Hey, wait. Before we go any further, just for the record, it's not because he's a guy. It's just because it's him. Hot Rod.
I know that. It's because
all
it
is. I felt that disclaimer was more necessary than our usual lame, boring ass one.
Okay.
You're
trying to call me boring?
Boring.
All I'm saying is that our usual disclaimer is kind of girly.
You know, you've been taking little pot shots here and there. You know what I'm saying? Like you making suggestions. Yeah, you. Like
absolutely.
I'm on some feminine. Like I'm on, you know, like I got estrogen up in me or something like that. You know.
Okay.
You okay?
Me,
something you want to say?
Me? No. No.
Yeah,
I'm just saying.
I am not by any stretch of the imagination calling you a wussy. I'm not doing that. That is.
Just call me a Twinkie or something.
A Twinkie.
Really?
Wow.
Twinkie.
Yeah. The scary thing about Twinkies is that they can last a nuclear explosion. No, thank you. I'm not calling you anything that can outlast me.
Yeah, but I don't indulge in the twinkiness. But anyway, yeah.
Yeah, I was trying to be nice. I was trying to be. You know what? The one day I try to be nice, you people fucking ruin it for me. Okay.
The one guy did
it. Bullshit.
I'm sorry. See, now you gotta go up on the internet and be nice. So now.
Hey,
because we know you're the opposite of that. You're like, oh,
you know what?
Something must be wrong.
Oh God!
But you know what? You know what? You posted something on Facebook. We're gonna have to do this as a topic too. Can friends have sex and keep it on that friendship level?
Yes.
We're gonna have to do that.
That sounds good too.
Yes.
I'm going in. I'm going in, son.
I'm going in, son.
I would suggest you go in.
No, I'm going in.
I would absolutely not suggest you go in. I would suggest you don't. Let it go.
The names of the innocent will, you know,
will be protected.
Yeah, will
the
be
name
checked.
Of the innocent.
Innocent.
Innocent in this mofo. Why we do this? Because we all a bunch of fuck ups.
That's why we have internet and internet ratings. So we can be innocent on internet. We know real life.
Listen, the people that have listened to this show know there ain't a lick of us that are innocent. The people
that listen, heck no, we know we're fucked up. In between the three of y'all, yeah, exactly.
In between the three of y'all, exactly.
Oh, yeah,
so
you,
innocent,
the sexual terrorist,
Mr. Fight the Power,
Big Red.
Really?
Listen, you know what?
Okay,
it's not. No, you know what the thing is?
AKA Chocolate City.
I'm passionate, and I've been watching my video. Listen, today was inspiration. Like I was working out today. I gotta get ready for something.
Biggie day.
You gotta get ready for the summer.
Yeah, man.
Chocolate City, you ain't know. Oh, okay,
no,
wait,
I know
wait,
about
she,
Chocolate
she knows.
City. I'm just saying.
No.
Okay, wait.
She knows.
Red. We're
dancing at
start.
A table near you. No, stop.
Listen. For real, we're going to start thinking about
oh, God.
Me and Nikki, and you know what? You can get into all three of us. We can rent him out for bachelorette parties.
Yes. I am. Of course. Wait, that's going to be my moneymaker right there. Keep it all in the family.
You know what? Back to our topic. Hide behind the net. I see a lot of it on these Facebook gangsters, these internet gangsters. I mean, it's amazing how some people take a post and then they turn around and they just twist it to something that doesn't need to be, and it's like, wow, why? And we know that, and it's like some people you know. And you know they're not like that, but yet they do it anyway. And it's
right.
Like,
and that's,
why?
And that's the thing. That's what I mean by you're going to get out. And like I said, you have a lot of people that out those people and be like, listen, I know you. You sit up here fronting like you this, and you got this and this and that. And it's like, dog, I know you. You're not like that. You need to stop. It's like, do that. Create another page and do all of that stuff. Don't be on a page and me and you as friends, and the whole all our friends are friends with you, and you fronting like you a certain type of man. It's like, dog, we know you. Like, come on, you ain't like that. Stop it.
Yeah. Well,
right.
They still do it.
They still gonna do it.
That's never gonna
you
change.
You know what?
Since everyone's had the accessibility to the internet. People have gotten more bold.
When they see you,
they half the shit that they say. Unless, of course, they want to end up on, like, fucking Snaps or some shit like that. I did not realize how many people were that fucking serious about the internet that they would kill like that. It's not that serious. It's really not.
But that's got to that point.
There are more narcissists in the past three generations than there's been in fucking at least a century.
Because people are, like, full of themselves. People are becoming more and more full of themselves.
Like, seriously? If the zombie apocalypse happened, I would be Michonne. That's all I have to say.
I would be Michonne, okay?
But you know what's crazy about that whole scenario? What's crazy about that whole show? But what's crazy is, once again, like you said, the narcissism. You still have people even though the zombies have taken over, you still have people fighting amongst each other for what?
Mm-hmm.
Instead
what
of banding together. You know what I'm saying? And that's what it boils down to. And see, that's what some people feel. They get on the internet and they have power.
Power. Mm-hmm.
Like you have the people who have no voice, now they have a voice. The people
right.
who have no power, have no control over their life, now they can come on and they can have some type of control, or they can have some type of influence, and it makes them feel great. It's a false sense of security in
mm-hmm.
which they choose not to understand, because once again they like living in the fallacy.
Yep, that's exactly
you know?
What it is. I think that's people that you know. Like I say all the time, that's people that's never had attention in their life. Either I'm not even going to just say with school, but like just like family members, like they probably well, I don't know. I guess you could say like the middle child syndrome, because you know they have the middle child syndrome where the middle child doesn't get as much attention as the youngest or the oldest. So it's like they have that, like they didn't get that attention at home, and you know family members didn't give them no attention. Then when they get out in the world socially, they weren't accepted, you know, in the world. Like when they went to school, you know, everybody had their little cliques, and they were like, oh no, you can't be with us. Oh no, you can't be with us either. Oh, you know. So I think that's what it is. A lot of people get that voice on social media. You know, it makes them, it's like, oh, I'm important now. Oh, I'm an important person. This
yeah.
person's listening to me. Or I can scare them by just talking tough and saying this and saying that. And it's like, at the end of the day, if these people know you or somebody knows you, and they tell that person, yo, so-and-so, he's a cornball. He's a fucking punk. Like, get out of here. Then you're going to be outed, and then you're going to look stupid. Or get your ass kicked, whichever one come first. So it was like, you know, it's just sad. It's just doesn't
but
make
it's, but it's going too far. It's really going too far. Like the whole world star thing. Like you're trying to tell me
fucked up, and people realize. Like I didn't even realize it was that fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
And my thing is, do you really think? Like really? Like, that's all you have going for yourself is just showing people hurting other people.
Right.
And mind you, the whoever created Worldstar is probably hip hop. Is probably not somebody that's even hip hop. That's not even
nope.
into the culture. It's just somebody that just wants to make somebody else or make a certain demographic of people look stupid.
Right,
or make
but you
them
know
look
what?
Fucked up.
The thing is, but they don't even, it's not even, my thing is Worldstar, that's old. They don't even, I don't think that's even on there no more. They got so many other videos, you know, like little sites and people making videos and you know, like I said, they post these videos or other people post. It's so many of them now until it you know, Worldstar is just like, that's like a that's old now.
Yeah,
know?
6105, you're on the air with the menu. Did you call us drunk? Or you're like our correspondent from the street
call us drunk?
Right now? You call
listen,
us drunk?
And if she was, so what? It's Wednesday.
Listen, you know what? You know what her punishment? You know what your punishment is, Nick?
Oh,
next week, yeah, we already got next week's topic, and you're gonna be
uh-oh.
Banned. We're gonna mute your mic. We're going to call it right now. Can friends have sex and keep it on that friendship level? You can't say nothing
no.
to the episode. Matter of fact,
absolutely
yeah, no.
Can't. No.
She, no, you're banned. You've
no.
been banned. Now.
Why
what?
Listen,
because.
That's all
no. called, listen, how you going to call in drunk?
I'm so drunk.
Listen, everybody. This is the menu, and we got our correspondent from the street, Nicole. What's going on the streets, Nicole? What's going on the streets?
Okay, well, let's see. It's 50-some degrees out here in Washington Boulevard, and everything is all right.
All right.
There that go.
See, I represent Queens. She was raised out in Brooklyn. Oh. Yeah, so.
Y'all do
LL bullshit after small phone.
You stupid LL bullshit. LL bullshit.
Hey, 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 hey.
I'm just saying.
Farmer, stand up.
Oh,
wait, we lost her. Because she's in the train station.
Can we shout out to old hoods now? Like, seriously?
I thought she was on the train or something.
Yeah, she was on. She was on the train. Oh, here she come. She's coming back. So Nick, what do you think about the topic, Nick?
Which one? The one I'm banned for?
No. You ain't banned because you know you're gonna come in, and I don't want no problems with you and your terrorism tactics. So hide behind the net.
Still calling people terrorists, really?
Right.
You know what you are. You. Wait, I'm sorry. Sexual terrorists. Y'all know what y'all are.
No,
listen, just
you
live
know
with
no
it.
No one here is a sexual terrorist. You just have issues.
Listen,
I'm gonna get y'all
some T-shirts, and it's gonna say "Suck the Sexual Terrorist Team" right on the front and on the back. I'm gonna make up, put some names up there for y'all.
Dude,
you gonna wear yours? I'm gonna come right to your job, and I'm gonna glue it to the back of your car.
Philip B., you're the one with the stick up his ass. So
no, we don't put nothing in my ass.
You're just mad because everyone is a sexual explorer and you're not.
Listen, Magellan. I don't have a problem with being Jacques Cousteau, but I have my moments. Can't stay out on sea forever. Sometimes you gotta bring it in on land, all right?
You gotta pace yourself.
We over a certain age now. That pacing yourself, listen, ain't got time for that no more.
Just run through it. Shit.
That's right. I ain't got time for that. It's like, let's get it on.
That's right.
Oh, Lord. See?
Like, look, like they used to say in the wrestling, let's get it on.
Okay.
Lord help me. Where's Hot Rod now? Where's Hot Rod now?
He ain't around when you need him, right?
Yeah, I know, right? He calling all early.
You can't fail him.
Oh, God.
The princess on her schedule. I ain't beat. I feel for him.
I'm just saying, you know, the internet is a beautiful thing. This radio thing is a beautiful thing, internet radio, but...
You did too much crap.
And that's the problem. You gotta weed through the crap.
Freedom of speech is a mofo. So you can't really freaking stop these people from talking the bullshit that they fucking talk. You can't.
What do you think, Nicole?
I don't care. They can say what they want to say. If you ain't got the balls to say it to my face, then I don't give a shit. You can type all the stuff you want to type, your mother. I don't care.
The problem is that people are so sensitive that if they freaking read it about themselves,
I can't be sensitive to what people say.
It's
I'm
not.
Okay, you can't get no more sensitive than that. If I can handle being called fat and this and that, throw whatever you got at me, I can take it. All that sensitive shit went out the window when I was little. So I'm good. Say what you want. I don't care.
But you know what's interesting? The cyber bullies. How do you bully somebody from the internet? Just
right,
turn
off
it off.
The internet. Because, like I said, people are very...
People are so sensitive, they've been raised ultra-sensitive.
Don't go back on that site anymore. Like, cyberbully is nothing compared to people bullying you in your face and beating you up. That's bullying. That cyber shit is nothing.
Tell the truth. Because I've been there.
Yeah, me
too. A lot of us have been there, you know.
This generation is weak. They're soft.
Exactly. It's the truth. It's the fucking
truth. They wear panties and thongs. Come on. Like, you're killing yourself because somebody calls you a whore. All right, listen, if either you're a whore or you're not a whore. Who gives a fuck? They talked about Jesus.
Hello. Right.
Yeah, but you know the problem is because my thing is, like I always say, they weren't taught those things. Like, our parents told us, listen, sticks and stones, my mother used to tell me this all the time, Sticks and stones may break your bones, but words will never hurt you.
I know
that. These kids don't know about that because nobody is teaching them that. All these parents are teaching them, oh, she said you a bitch, well, tell her she won back. And then, oh, she said you did. No, that's not how you're supposed to raise your children. My thing is, as long as you don't put your hands on me, you can
exactly.
say what you want to say about me. You can
exactly.
call me everything, but you can call me everything under the sun. As long as you're
right.
not putting a hand to me, a knife to me, a gun, as long as you're not trying to harm me, I don't care what you say about me. But that's what I'm saying. They're not being taught that. They're being taught, oh, she said this, fight her. And then they get to the point where, okay, oh, well, she said that. Oh, she put her ad. And, you know, some of these people get bold. They want to put the address on Facebook. They want to, oh, well, let's go to our house. No, are you serious? Are you fucking serious? It'll be over because she called you a name or she said something to you. That's hurting you that much? You're letting words hurt you that much?
Yeah.
That's the thing.
They're
not being taught. And I remember my mother telling me those things from, I'm telling you, from maybe like 4 and 5 years old, I remember that. And she used to always say, sticks and stones may break my bones, but names don't never hurt you. I just remember her saying that. But guess what? These parents and these people are not being taught that. So guess what? The less they hear it, then guess what? Oh, words are hurting. Oh, she called me and this, and she said I'm this, and da, da, da. And he said this, and that. Now it's a problem. That's the problem. That's the problem now. They're not being taught that words are just words. Yes, they can be hurtful, but if you know that you're not that type of person or you're not that or whatever it is that they're calling, if you know that, then how are you letting that hurt you?
I'm sorry, but you can't teach some of these crack babies.
Their
chicken was fried a long time ago.
You can't teach the weed babies nothing either. We ain't talking about just the crack
one.
You can't teach these weed nothing ones either.
Well, remember, but see, in our time, you know, we did certain things, but yet we were still cognizant of what we were doing and how
mm-hmm.
we were doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what was that a Slick Rich said? Stand up, walk straight, master your high? Like, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We did that.
Wow,
we did
yeah.
that. But now these cats out here, they just run around like wet bologna. Like, huh?
Yep.
But, you know what I'm saying? They oblivious. Yeah, they fall into the stupidness.
They're disconnected.
Yeah.
These young people are very, and it's like, I was just thinking to myself the other day, like the early 90s to like, I'll say about 95, they're disconnected, but not too much. They got a little, and I'm going to say very, very, very little, you know, a little bit of sense. But like after 96, like them 96, 97, 98, 99, like them kids afterwards, they are so freaking disconnected. Like they are disconnected because a lot of them are like 16, 17, 18 years old now, and they're disconnected from just life
well,
in general.
A lot of things started changing. TV started changing. You know, I'm sure school started changing. I'm still trying to get a grip on this concept of this new math that they're trying to do. It's like,
right.
yo, all of this, it's just gotten ridiculous. And it's
like not,
it's
and you're not even just the new math thing. You know what it is? It's not even the, like, the curriculum is part of it, but it's not even just that. It's the fact that look at how all they broke up all these schools. Like, normal schools, like I said, like Springfield, Andrew Jackson, you know, Thomas Jefferson, just, you know, all these regular schools, they break them up all into these little schools, and it's like, what the hell did y'all do that for?
They're not learning now.
And they're not learning,
exactly,
and they're still not learning anything.
Yeah.
What are they learning different in you breaking up all these little schools into something? Like, what was that about?
I don't know.
Well, you know,
but
you know what the sad part is? Because being dysfunctional is the thing now. It's like it's the norm. It's okay to be dysfunctional. It's okay for things to not be right, to run backwards. It's okay for things to not be okay. Like, it sounds so stupid. It's okay for things to not be okay. That's okay.
Maybe that's
no, it's not.
Maybe that's
no,
what
no,
it
it's
is.
Not. Yeah, but and that's the thing. If there's people out there or this generation out there is accepting that, then how could they ever go anywhere if they, like, well, why try to fix it? It's going
right.
to be broke anyway.
Right.
You know, if the system is broke and ain't nobody trying to fix it, then you just got to live with the brokenness.
Right, just like with the election coming up, it's just like I don't know what's going to happen because you have a lot of these young people that are like, I'm not voting. I don't care. I'm not. And it's like, are y'all serious? Like, y'all serious can't be still thinking like this in 2016. Y'all can't be thinking like this.
Well, the thing is this. The powers that be, they don't really want we the people to have that power anyway.
Of course.
Because we the people were only, when that was written, that was only for a certain type of people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then when other people started coming into the mix, you know, the original writers of We the People was like, oh, we got to change this.
Yep. 'Cause
you know what I'm saying? People come in here and they think they can just have a voice. That's the thing. It's the voice. They don't want you to have the voice. They don't want you to have the power to vote. That's why if they can disenfranchise you to not have your vote, you go to jail. Oh, you can't vote no more. You lose your voting rights. If you're overseas and you're in the military, I think sometimes there's an issue with that. You can vote or you can't vote or your votes are not counted or something like that.
Yeah, they're doing that on purpose. They know what they're doing.
Yeah, of course.
They're doing that on purpose. They know exactly what they're doing.
It is what it is with the system, and there's nothing you can do. That's why it's like, yeah, the internet it's a blessing and a curse, but sometimes it seems like it's more of a curse than a blessing, depending on who's on the keyboard.
Mm-hmm.
You
absolutely. It's terrible. Don't make no type of daggone sense.
So we got about four minutes left. Nicole,
I'm here. What's up?
Where'd she go?
That was like, was you sipping your drink? Listen.
No.
Are you on next week?
Yeah.
Are you coming on next week? Okay.
Yeah.
That's what your mouth saying now. Mika?
Yeah, huh?
All right, so listen. This is going to be a very serious topic next week. I'm going to post it when we get off. I don't want to hear no junk.
Just because you said you don't.
Thank you.
I'm going to give you the business
just because you said you don't want to get the business. I'm just saying.
That's going to be the topic? Okay.
Yeah,
I'm
next
ready.
Week. Yep, that's going to be the topic.
Oh,
friends,
ready.
Listen,
I'm ready.
Because I'm in a
situation shit now. Yeah, I'm ready.
So,
uh-oh.
Can friends have sex and keep it on that friendship level? Oh, this is going to be
yummy.
God, it's going to be beautiful.
Yep.
It all depends on what.
If you know what you want, that's all it is.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah.
But we got to talk about that next week. Can't talk about that right now.
That's right.
Yeah, we're going to have fun with that one. Sexual terrorist number one sprinkle a little bit of stuff out there.
Who's number
sexual
one?
Terrorist number two going back. You! And she number two. She
why
the backup.
Why number one?
Listen, you know why.
You know why.
He said
you know why.
He said you know why.
you got your backup, so.
Here you go.
Yeah, I need my backup because certain people get quiet on certain situations. They remain nameless.
That's right.
Mika.
What?
Mika get quiet.
I think she was talking about. I thought you was talking about Brother B.
Yo, see.
No, Brother B get quiet. But Mika does too. Mika does too on certain things. B is a punk.
She's calling you out now, so you know what you got to do next week.
Yeah, you're just scared to try new stuff. It ain't gonna hurt you.
You are ruining.
Oh Lord.
Exactly.
All he needs is the right alcohol.
Wow.
Y'all crazy.
Well, everyone, this has been another episode of The Menu. With Mika, Nicole, Big Craig, and Brother B. And I want to thank you guys for listening. And don't hide behind the net. All right?
Seriously, don't hide behind the net. Because I'm going to find you.
Put your breakfasts and your balls on the table. Let them know what it is.
That's right.
All right?
Say it with your chest.
Yeah. And with that being said, everybody have a good night.
You too.
Enjoy the rest of your week.
Nice.
And be safe out there.
Yeah,
enjoy the weather.
Too.
All right,
later.
Guys. All right.
Later.
Peace.
Later. Peace.
Ugh.